beginning. It is the debut of the Boom and Doom Where Did We Go Wrong podcast. 10 minutes once a month. I'm setting the timer now. Justin, there you are. I'm Sharon, and I'm the boom part of this podcast. I'm 66, and I'm a baby boomer. Get it? Oh, okay, let's see real quickly. I was born in New Orleans. I grew up in Colorado. I went to school in Boulder, where the liquor mart ran out of champagne by noon on the day that Nixon resigned. I made a poor living acting in musical melodramas. I moved to Washington, D.C., where I made a poor living in musical melodramas. I acted, studied, taught in Europe and London. I returned to D.C. I got a Ph.D. I worked as a professor of theater and women's studies for 17 years at a small Catholic college in Indiana. I retired to Chicago, where I hope to fulfill my lifelong dream of not dying in Indiana. And I've been married for 42 years, and here's my favorite joke about my mother. My mother was from New Orleans, and she had an accent that was kind of like this. And she was trying to explain to us how during World War II, it was kind of dangerous on the streets at night because there are a lot of military men from the Navy roaming the streets. And she said, you know, it was really dangerous then because in New Orleans, there was semen all over the streets. But I really like that. Oh, here's my friend Justin. He's just walked in.
Oh.
You've been here all along, really, haven't you?
I just scooted my chair up. Okay. Yeah, my name's Justin, Sharon's friend. We're doing this Boom and Doom together. So I'm the Doom. I'm not exactly that young anymore, but I think I still qualify as a millennial.
I think you're a millennial. You're kind of an old millennial.
Right, like I'm a cusper.
Yeah, you're like, cusper. I'm right. 1951, right in the boomer. A lot of people try to say they're boomers, and they're not. They're not really boomers. I don't know why you want to be a boomer, though, because actually we've doomed your generation. I guess that's what this is all about.
That's what it's all about. It's going to be about a lot of random stuff, I feel like. But in the meantime, or in between all that, hopefully we can do our part to save the world.
I think we could save the world from the doom.
Yeah.
With a boom.
No, we could really... try. What you doing there?
I'm playing with your hair. It's just your hair is really cool. It's like African American hair, but you cannot play with an African American's hair. What's that all about? Boy. I mean, they can play with my hair if they want to, but you can't. But I can play with yours. Yours is kind of funny. And I'm not trying to come on to you. There's nothing sexual going on here because I am. Definitely not a coyote.
Wait.
So we want.
Whoa. Let's. I think we should take this back real far. But
okay.
But we'll just go to the coyote. What do you mean, coyote? What are you talking about?
A coyote, like a woman who likes younger men.
Oh. So you mean a cougar?
It's a cougar.
Yeah, it's a cougar. I don't know what.
I guess that makes more sense.
It does. I don't even know what a coyote. Like, I think a coyote would be...
attracted to dead meat, maybe.
or a male pedophile. I don't know. Oh, I don't know. We're
that's what, okay. Coyotes are male pedophiles. There's some misinformation we want to add to the internet. Yeah. Along with all the... we can get that on maybe on Fox News. Mm. Okay, so we've been going on for about 4 minutes here, Justin. Have we already run out? I think we'll have a different, like, topic every month, and you can always take 10 minutes to listen to people, don't you think? I mean, it's so short, 10 minutes a month. It was supposed to come out on April 1st, but we couldn't figure out how to do podcasts.
Well, but, and, you know, you had a bad hip.
Yeah, that's... now, you know, we met because, Justin's a big old guy, and I tried to lure him to my car with cookies. Remember when you were doing stand-up? I liked his stand-up. And I think he was worried that I might be a cougar. But I'm not, now that I know the right term.
Better than a coyote.
Better than a coyote. I might be a coyote, actually.
Well,
if I'm not a cougar.
That's something that we will maybe discover. In one of these 10 minutes.
In the process of this.
I feel like if you were a coyote, you would have known before 65.
I think
I don't think you jump into coyote this late in life. I don't know.
No,
I don't
know. Well,
I'm not a doctor or a psychiatrist.
I'm wondering if most boomers see psychiatrists. Now, how would boomers relate to millennials? I'm kind of proud of these teenagers that are doing this gun control thing. Are they like millennials?
Yeah. When does it stop? I have no idea where it starts and stops.
Me either. And the gun control issue, that's one that's important to me because I believe that the only way to stop a bad guy with a suicide bomb is with a good guy with a suicide bomb. Are you with me? Do you get it? Are you with me?
No, you're exactly right. And I agree. And I think that's the platform that they're running on, right?
That's right. Yeah. Let's blow the whole place effing up. Well, wait, can you say the bad word here?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think we can say most bad words. Yeah. But yeah, no, I think that's their hashtag.
Well, we're going to be discussing serious issues, not serious issues. This is just our introductory one. Justin is you were a theater major, right?
And if I could talk on that for a brief moment.
Sure, please do.
I think the main reason I wanted to do this was just to bitch about all my student debt.
Oh my God, I know. Because I had, baby boomers had low interest national defense loans and we didn't pay them back. And that's why you guys have these terrible loans that you, it is criminal. It is a serious thing too.
It's crazy. Yeah. Like I don't know.
I paid mine back, by the way. I did.
Well, good for you. No one has money anymore. I digress. That's why I don't know. I'm so stupid sometimes. Like I have no idea how reasonable it would have been under Jill Stein's platform to do what she wanted to do, which was to excuse at least a certain amount of student debt. I can't remember if it was all of it.
I think it's totally reasonable because it's fraud. I mean, it's usury. That's what they call it. That's the word, usury, charging that kind of interest that they do. I actually signed for this young woman who's a really close friend to me. I'm a co-signer on her loan because she couldn't get anybody more in her family. So, and the loan is ridiculous. She's been great paying it off, but I wish I had all the money. It's a $5,000 loan. I wish I could just pay it off for right now because the interest is, it's usury. That's a word you should look up. Usury.
Yeah, I'll have to look that up too.
People need to go to jail for that kind of shit.
Yeah, I don't know. The interest. I mean, I'm probably paying off the interest for the next 20 years. Like, I don't even know. That's the other thing,
They might as well just forgive everybody, because it's not going to, the planet's going to be rotting before you die. I think I might be able to die before it happens.
Well, and I'll be along with you.
What is it? You're 30...
31.
31.
Three quarters.
Probably. 31 and three quarters. I'm 66 and one half. I can't believe I'm this old, but the photo we took to put with this actually shows that I am.
Yeah, I think I'm getting there too. I think we both
well, 30 both had when our fair you hit share 30, of wrinkles. When you hit 30, it's a big deal.
Thanks.
That you've actually survived. Well, that is every day that I go out or that I drive into Chicago at night by myself. I think I just want to. My objective is just to stay alive.
Sure.
And it really is. I did not want to die in Indiana. Oh, there's a dog. Doggy here. Hi, boo-boo. Hi, boo-boo. Uh-oh. Do you think... I think somebody may have arrived. We're under a minute now. So, let's do a little... I'll do a little Gilbert and Sullivan. When you're lying awake with a dismal headache and reposes taboo by anxiety, I conceive you may use any language you choose to indulge in without impropriety. For your brain is on fire, the bedclothes conspire of usual slumber to plunder you. First your counterpain goes, and your counterpain... Oh, I screwed it up. See, but I still have a little bit of it, don't you think, of that quickness?
Yeah, you got it.
And we got 20... Well, what should we discuss next time?
On how to keep this dog satisfied so it doesn't bark.
How to keep your dog satisfied. The topic for next month will be satisfying your dog. All right, we're going to 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Don't miss us. Come back. Yeah.
Take care.